This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Since the financial crisis, relatively few individuals have been held responsible. Well, that small group got a little bit bigger yesterday. Someone who used to work for the mortgage lender Countrywide was fined as part of a civil fraud case. Marketplace reporter Tracy Samuelson looks at what happened and at the larger question of holding individuals responsible.
It was nicknamed The Hustle, a program in which Countrywide allegedly passed bad mortgage products onto investors like a hot potato. Because Bank of America acquired Countrywide in 2008, the bank was fined nearly $1.3 billion for the fraud. But a former Countrywide employee, Rebecca Mayon, will also have to cough up $1 million of her own money. This is not the norm, says Ken Thomas, an independent bank consultant and economist.
We're seeing companies paying fines, but very little actions against the people involved. After the savings and loan crisis, there were many savings and loan executives that went to jail. Here we don't see that.
Countrywide's former CEO and CFO were also fined coming out of the financial crisis. But generally, when individuals are targeted, they're typically lower-level employees who worked directly on the bad deals, says Michael Santoro, a professor at Rutgers Business School.
It's a little more difficult to present evidence against people who have set policies in motion or who might have turned the other way or, you know, who might have winked at something.
According to the Securities and Exchange Commission, there have been 174 enforcement actions against companies or individuals arising from the financial crisis. About 40% of those have been against CEOs, CFOs, or other senior executives. But many of those actions were on a different scale than this case, says David Zaring at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
Ms. Marone is, you know, she's in a unique place. There's an actual jury verdict that came in against her and a fine that was duly awarded after that verdict. Almost everything the SEC's done has been a settlement.
Zaring says early failed criminal cases against a pair of Bear Stearns employees might have been a deterrent. And that if wrongdoing was such a widespread practice in the financial industry, it can be hard to single out individuals. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.